Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. It is Friday, April 12th, and I hope you guys are doing well. I'm on my way to the gym at 6:27 in the morning. And yesterday was a good day. I studied the Word. I did some work. And then we went to, at our church, went to, through AHG, went to a father-daughter dance, which was awesome. So we danced the night away. It was a fun time and a tiring time. I don't dance. Like, I don't normally just dance, right? But my foot is killing me. I have plantar fasciitis, and it's not been a big deal for a long time. Because I have these, like, shoe inserts, you know, and so, but dancing and jumping around in those dress shoes, it got me today. I'm feeling the repercussions, but it was a blessing. It was an awesome, great moments together with my daughters. But, so anyway, I'm going to read this verse and then pull out of the driveway here and get going. This is after feeding the 5,000. It says, "And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces left over." Usually when we think of leftovers, it's not like an exciting thing, right? Like, oh yeah, we have leftovers, cool. Meatloaf, whatever. It's like, usually leftovers are kind of, some people don't even eat leftovers. You know, I've met people who are like, oh, I just will not do it. I just can't, you know. Other people were like, this is day three, it should still be fine. Let me smell it. Okay, it's good. I'll eat it, right? A guy at work, I remember, a couple years ago, there was a pizza in there that the boss had ordered for everyone, a bunch of pizzas, and there was some leftover in the fridge. And there was just one pizza in there for about a week, no joke, about 7 days. And he's like, he just ate it. He's like, oh, it's fine. I'm like, man. So leftovers, we don't think of usually in a positive light, I guess you could say. But in this instance, leftovers were the blessing. Leftovers showed, proved, and demonstrated the abundance that God gives. The power through miraculous means, but also the abundance of the Lord. And I love how there are 12 baskets left over. I just think automatically of there's 12 disciples who were like, let them feed themselves. We don't have any food. And all of a sudden, there's one basket each for the disciples after the miracle. And I love before that even. So the leftover part is pretty amazing. But then they ate and they were satisfied. And that leads me to the question about, you know, satisfaction. You know, there's that one song, I can't get no satisfaction. Well, yeah, in this world, it's true. And people try and they try. Like, the song rings true in that respect. But when it comes to following the Lord, He's the one that satisfies. And those of us who've been walking with the Lord understand that, know that, and have experienced that. The Lord Jesus satisfies. Walking with Him fulfills. And it's kind of like that. I kind of, you know, picture the feeding of the 5,000 and the feeding of the 4,000, two separate instances where the people had nothing. The means were little. I mean, there was no food. But then the Lord speaks up, commands them to sit down, and He does a work. Praise to God. And asks for provision. And what happens is provision happens. Right? It's a miraculous thing. Miraculous event, right? And that's the thing. Some people are like, I got nothing. But then they look to Jesus, start walking with Him, they get saved, and they realize, wait a second, like Psalm 23 says, I shall not be in want. I have everything I need in Christ. He blesses abundantly. He saved me. I don't no longer have to fear the future. I don't have to worry about tomorrow. I don't have to let the past act as a roadblock from talking to and walking with God. I mean, there's fulfillment in walking with Jesus. And he blesses us provisionally, abundantly. He blesses us. And even in Jesus' model prayer, he says, yeah, pray for provision, those daily needs, that daily bread. And I always go back to the children of Israel in the desert, in the wilderness, right? Where they were given manna, but they weren't given enough manna to save up for the week. You know, it's like we go to the grocery store, the market, whatever you call it, and we fill up our fridges and our pantries so we have stuff for the next week or two. We store it so as to use it day by day. But these guys were able to eat the manna for that day. And that was to be enough. And they weren't to store it. They were to trust God for the next day. They were to be fulfilled and satisfied presently. But in the future, like the next day, they were to trust God to provide again. It was like this action, this miraculous thing that the Lord used to help build trust in him. And really, I think we can do the same thing. We need to do the same thing. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough worries of its own, but just think about today. God's providing today. He's going to do a work today. Maybe he'll use you for someone else, but you know for a fact that he will speak to your heart and he'll work in your life, because that's what he does every single day. Amen. Well, hey, God bless you guys. Love you guys. Praying for you guys. And we'll talk to you soon.